I tried to read some of it, but it was not very interesting. Instead, I experimented with some new hairdos in the mirror, wondering what Oscar would think of a young lady with her hair pulled back in a ponytail. June 20th, 1961, Tuesday, late night. I talked to Tio Pepe about how I want to read more, and he said it was an excellent idea. He told me all about famous people in prisons and dungeons who did incredible stuff, like this nun way back in colonial times, who I guess wrote tons of poetry in her head, and the Marquis de Sade, who wrote whole novels, and someone else who worked on a dictionary, and another person who came up with some new kind of printing press. It was real inspiring, but not for me. I think I'll just stick to reading some books and writing in my diary. Tio Pepe said that one thing all these famous prisoners found while they were locked up was that it was important to keep a schedule so as not to go crazy. Right then, remembering how Charlie Price called me crazy, I decided to draw one up and try to follow it every day. Anita de la Torre's schedule in hiding. Morning. Wake up. Slip out so as not to wake mommy and touch my toes 20 times and do waist exercises 25 plus the ones that Lucinda taught me so my breasts will grow. Do 50 of those. Shower and dress. Brush my teeth for at least a minute so as not to end up toothless like Chucha. Shampoo hair twice a week and definitely do not spend the whole day in my pajamas or muumuu. Tio Pepe said the Marquis de Sade put on his powdered wig and morning jacket while he was locked up. Also, British lords used to dress in their white linens in the jungle and look at how long